I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're backstage here at Pain 2018. It is the first day. It is the metal day. This is Anthrax, iconic thrash band. Incredible to have these guys, all five members. We got Scott, Charlie, Frank, Joey, Jonathan. All right, I got it. So first off, I'll ask you guys, like, how's it going? This tour is insane. The final Slayer tour, what's like,
is it
at least here in the Northwest is what we've
here in the Northwest.
Wow, we didn't even know about that.
Hey, well, that's what we heard.
I heard rumor about that.
We want to go back to the beginning with you guys. You guys have been around for a while and you're legends in the metal scene, but we want to go back. Is there a specific moment, like when you were a kid, a record, or a time that you like realize you had that light bulb moment? You're like, damn, I gotta be a part of metal. I gotta be a part of heavy music.
We were all at the AC/DC show at CBGB's in August of 1977. We actually met at that show, the five of us, and AC/DC, we just realized
they were opening.
Actually, Angus put us together. This is what we want to do with our lives.
I was
coming because AC/DC
negative
was
two,
so amazing. We just figured, like, why not? Why not try it out ourselves and try and be a band too? Because it just seemed like the greatest thing ever to be able to do that.
Damn. You can't really beat that one. AC/DC at CBGB's.
They were opening for the Dead
Boys. You can't beat it.
AC/DC Dead Boys. Opening for Dead Boys. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So a question for you guys. Let's go around the room. Ask the first album that you actually purchased with your own money. Not something that was handed you down, given to you by your parents.
Who are you starting with?
Let's start with John.
I can't remember with my own money,
White
but
Snake.
I remember my first two tapes.
All right, what were they?
Dave Lee Roth, Eat 'Em and Smile.
Ow!
And Slippery When Wet, Bon Jovi.
Nice. All right. Right on. And those were cassettes?
Yep.
Right on, man.
Joe.
1986.
Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers.
Oh, it's 333 right now, by the way. Just saying.
Kiss Alive.
Nice.
White Album.
Right on.
Actually, the Beatles.
Who's that one by?
The Beatles.
A Who?
Lots of Beatles.
Who? Who?
That was the Beatles. They had a
such a racist record.
Just a White Album. And anyway, yeah.
Kiss Alive.
What was yours?
My first album, I think, was Jimi Hendrix, Essential Hendrix. It was like a Hendrix best of, so.
Mine was Steppenwolf Greatest Hits. For what it's worth.
You mean the greatest hit.
You're not wrong. Let's keep it real.
All right, so we do a metal radio show on Saturday nights, and if you guys were in charge of your own radio show, like, no rules, what are four bands that you guys would choose? Maybe just go around, maybe name a band. What's one band? Okay, let's band you need to play on your radio show.
Or that you'd want people to hear.
Iron Maiden.
I thought it was four bands.
Well, let's do five.
Let's do five. One each.
Yeah. Why not 10?
Yeah, why not 10?
Hey.
I would
run
pick,
for 4 hours.
Me taking
they
you off the air.
I would pick Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, and Nirvana.
Ah, yes. Very Northwest.
Well, you're in the right place, yeah.
I don't.
That's why I said those four
bands. Local bands? The up-and-comers.
What about Tad?
I love Tad.
Yeah.
How about Tad? Oh, you know
heavy,
what?
Heavy, literally and figuratively.
I would pick Tad.
Tad.
Who the hell is Tad?
By the way, Tad.
I would pick the Screaming Trees.
Oh, Ted Nugent, right?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Jimi Hendrix and Hart.
There you go.
Queensryche.
Forget Hart.
Don't forget Queensryche.
REO.
Oh, Queensryche and Metal Church.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't say Metal Church. I'm just Seattle geeking out.
Church, man.
The Starbucks have a band?
The Starbucks
if they
Collective?
They will.
Yeah.
You guys looking for a gig or what?
I would love that gig.
Dishwalla.
All right.
Wow, that was a... Were you watching like old VH1 last night?
Seven Mary Three.
You pulled that out of...
Seven Mary Three.
VH1 classics coming into play here.
I like when Joey's trying to figure out what he's saying. It's like a different language.
You said Henry Rowland.
That would have been like from radio show 1997, right? Around then.
Stuff people need to hear, though.
Dishwalla.
I have to apologize for the band because we obviously just got up and
hey, you
going.
Know,
that's all good.
I got up an hour ago, man. And I'm with you.
We have three shows left of this tour. Everybody's a little burnt out but having fun at the same time.
So how long have you guys been out now on this one?
4 years.
Okay, yeah,
fair enough. It doesn't stop.
We're going to say farewell.
Four All Kings came out 2.5 years ago. So
we've been on the circuit.
And we've pretty much been touring the record nonstop for 2.5 years.
That's awesome.
Are you going to get to take a break after these next three shows for a little while?
We do. We're off till November 1st when we start with Slayer again in Europe for 6 weeks.
Hell yeah.
So, dude, tell me about the first time you saw Slayer. I mean, when, where, if you can, think back that far.
I think Lemours.
I think it was Lemours.
In Brooklyn.
New York, Lemours,
yeah. Awesome.
84?
5, maybe? I don't know.
I get confused because I remember, and I've actually asked.
You know what it was?
What?
The first night, we were there to see Mercyful Fate.
Right.
And they were there hanging out, and then the next night, Slayer played.
Oh, that's why I always get confused.
That's a good two nights.
Because I remember hanging out with those dudes at a Mercyful Fate show. And I remember seeing them. I didn't realize it was back to back. So now it makes more sense in my brain.
Playing with Slayer.
And that would have been 84.
I don't know who played with Slayer.
Who opened? It might have been like Whiplash. Or
nice, dude. Awesome.
Do you know, my first memory of them, you ever see that picture of Slayer? It's like they're all screaming and pulling each other's hair.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought they did that with us when we first met. Instead of shaking hands, they were like, ah! And I was like, ow.
That's very appropriate.
We did that before every show.
Have you been friends with them since then? Like, did it take a little while?
No, we have no friends. No, okay, cool. We have no friends.
Did you guys have backstage passes for that?
You guys going to be able to get back there?
If you notice backstage, everybody's separate. Nobody talks.
If anyone knows Lemours, you know you didn't want to go backstage.
Lemours in the dungeon.
So you guys must get approached a lot when you're out because people snag you, come up to you. I'm kind of curious, like, what's an appropriate way to interact with you guys? Like, because I know you've been punished by some real...
Everybody wants a selfie. Is that okay? If a metalhead comes up to you guys at, like, a festival...
What's, like, the right and wrong thing to do?
Yesterday at the meet and greet, we had a shirtless man come over.
Yeah, and it was weird because he was, like,
sweaty.
Just extremely not fit. And I don't mean even
obese
or anything like that, but for some reason he had his shirt off. Just standing there with his nice jeans and a belt and his really white body and
his gut.
Just standing there with no shirt on. It was very strange. We're like,
it's not even that hot, dude.
We could sign your shirt while it's on you. Yeah. You didn't need to stand here with your shirt off.
He was a nice guy, though.
And then he took his pants off, and that was it.
Yeah. I think you approach like anybody. We're human. Hi, how you doing? That's it. Really? We're all human. This rock star stuff is nonsense anyway. So we have fun. Just have fun.
You know when you don't approach somebody, I think it's just a good lesson in life, is if you ever see anyone, even if it's your best friend, you don't try and shake hands when you're in the bathroom. I think that's a life lesson that a lot of people still have not learned, because I can't tell you how many times I'll be like in an airport having a pee, as they say in England, and the guy next to me turns around and is literally trying to shake my hand while he's standing there doing the same thing as me. I'm like, dude, I'm not shaking your hand.
It's even worse when you're taking a dump and they go underneath. Hey, how you doing? Right? It's horrible.
Stick their feet under, say hello.
I can never shake hands in a toilet. I'll never do it.
All right, so 2016, Four All Kings came out. This year, your live album, Kings Among Scotland, is out now. Pick it up. It's awesome. In killer live performance in Scotland. Is there any plans for another Anthrax record?
It's done.
Really?
Yeah.
Released tomorrow.
It's called Kings Among Seattle.
It's called Kerry King Diamond.
Kerry King Diamond.
Kerry King Diamond.
I'm looking forward to it.
Now, we're going to start working on a record next year, 2019, because we like odd years working on stuff.
Nice. And then it'll come out in the even
it'll
year.
It'll come out in the even
year. Like touring on
If you look at all our records, go back through time, every single one works like that.
Nice.
We like saying, that's maybe. Odd. That's, maybe. That's pretty odd.
Don't correct me on that, right?
And our new movie comes out, too.
Oh, yeah? What's it called?
We don't have a title yet.
A five-person buddy cop movie?
Never shake hands in a toilet.
Yeah. So avoid these dudes in the toilet, especially if you got your shirt off.
That would be bad.
Or just in, you don't want to get arrested and get taken out of here.
Yeah.
Or do you? But so do you guys have any final words for the Northwest audience? It's going to go up on our website. Lots of people going to be watching it. Northwest people who might not have gotten to be here or see you guys today on this last Slayer tour. People love your band, obviously, and they want to hear what you got to say, man. Seattle love.
Yeah, we're just
aside
glad
from
to be
Dishwalla.
Here, man.
It's Seven Mary Three.
Were they Seattle bands?
No. Oh. Just saying.
They wanted to be.
They wanted to be.
Ah, yes. Everybody was from Seattle back in 1997, six.
That's true.
Boise, we wanted to go Seattle. See Alice in Chains tonight after our set, but I don't think it's going to work.
Oh, at the Crocodile?
Is that where they're playing?
They're playing a tiny little show. I think it's going to be 250 people there, maybe.
Well, I guess if we went, it would be 255.
There you go.
That's amen.
We can make that work.
We're just happy to be here, man. I think we went a pretty long time at some point in our lifetime as a band where we didn't get to play here all that much, and now it feels like we've been up here a bunch in the last 5-7 years or so. Yeah. So it's
Pain in the Grass 2016 and Pain in the Grass 2018.
Yeah, and we did headline shows up here as well. And
yeah, back at the Showbox and a couple other spots, yeah.
So it's I'm just glad we get to come up here. I've always loved coming up to Seattle. It's a great city.
Great time of the year, right?
A lot of history.
Yeah, well, now the air cleared up a little bit. Hey, I'm glad we mentioned the Showbox real quick. Did you hear about the threat against the major corporation that was trying to buy out the Showbox and knock it down?
No.
Right now, so that's a problem. Wow. So Pike Place, you guys have been to Pike Place Market down
there. Of course.
So they extended landmark status to the building just to keep it there. Otherwise, they were going to knock it down and put up a 44-story condo building.
Because that's needed, right?
Yeah, I know. Right. We more of those. I mean, we don't have CBGBs. We keep losing venues. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. And
as a New Yorker, believe me, I've seen it. Right
no,
now.
It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Sucks.
Let's keep it alive. Yeah. Save our Showbox.
Save the Showbox.
Of course, save the Showbox.
Yeah.
Sure, man.
Anthrax, thank you guys so much for coming out and talk to us,
guys.
Thank you.
Good luck on the rest of the tour and enjoy your time off.
Thanks, guys.
Right
thank
on.
Thank you very much.
So thank you guys again. Come see them play a little bit later on this afternoon.
Thank you all for the support.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.